Today, I would like to introduce an interactive Arduino music project. Using 6 obstacle avoidance modules and DF's MP3 module, we will build a musical piano. Originally, I had 8 obstacle avoidance modules. But during assembly, I found that 2 were incompatible and lacked indicator lights. Since replacing them in time was not feasible, I wrote code to adapt the system for 6 modules. The central controller uses an Arduino Nano paired with a Nano expansion board. The threshold of the obstacle avoidance modules must be adjusted using the module's built-in regulator. In this circuit design, one can also draw parallels to the avalanche diode. Though not directly used in this project's hardware, it serves functions such as circuit protection and high-speed switching in complex electronic circuits. Sharing similar underlying principles with our project's pursuit of circuit stability and signal accuracy. This concept could be explored further if the project is expanded in the future. The coordinated operation of various modules in the project is akin to understanding the structure and collaboration of DC motor components, where different components work together in an orderly manner to achieve the overall function. Step 1. Operation process. Connect the 6 obstacle avoidance modules. GND and VCC are connected to the breadboard, and the signal lines are connected to the corresponding pins on the Nano. Write and burn the code. Power on and test. Adjust the trimmer. Fine tuning device. Only 1 green LED should be lit on the module. If both are lit simultaneously, the MP3 module will output abnormal audio. Step 2. Hardware setup. Name, quantity, DF Robot Nano. 1 obstacle avoidance module, 6. Breadboard, 1. Nano expansion board, 1. 5-volt power bank, 1. Step 3. Understand the key hardware parameters. Sound effect file download. 1. This module comes with built-in sound effects. If you need to add or replace sound effects, you can use a micro USB cable to connect to a computer for updates and downloads. 2. The method for updating sound effect files is the same as using a USB drive. 3. The device supports MP3 and MAV format audio files. 4. Files must be stored in the 2H folder. It is recommended to use numerical names, e.g., 01.mp3, 02.mp3. Alternatively, 2 letters or a single Chinese character can be used for naming. Wiring diagram. The Gravity UART module features a variety of pin functions. The TX, T, and RX, R pins are used for serial communication. The power ground, power positive, 3.3 volt to 5 volt, including VCC, form the power supply system to ensure stable power supply to the module. The busy pin serves as a busy signal pin, presenting a high voltage level during playback and a low voltage level in other states. The SP plus and SP minus pins are connected to the speaker and are responsible for audio output. The DACL and DACR pins correspond to the left and right channels of the DAC audio output, respectively. The one pin is a single wire serial port control pin that can be used to achieve specific control functions. The micro USB pin serves as an interface for updating audio files. It connects to a computer via USB, with a storage method similar to a USB drive, facilitating the updating of audio files. The pins work together to enable the module to function in scenarios such as serial communication and audio processing. By dividing tasks among different pins, the module achieves data transmission, power supply, audio output control, and file update functions, providing flexible and practical hardware support for related applications. When the module detects an obstacle signal in front, the green indicator light on the circuit board illuminates, and the out port continuously outputs a low-level signal. The module has a detection range of 2 to 30 centimeters and a detection angle of 35 degrees. The detection range can be adjusted via a potentiometer. Turning the potentiometer clockwise increases the detection range, while turning it counterclockwise decreases the detection range. This is an active infrared reflection detection sensor. Why?